Hey there, Mike.
Hello.
Hey. So, as I warned people, we're going to start to have a lot of guests on, and I'm very honored to have Matthew Bischoff on, who is one of the talented people behind my new favorite app, QuoteBook, which I've talked about. By talking, I mean bored people to death with on Twitter and on Minimal Mac and everywhere I can because it is a fantastic app. So welcome, Matthew.
Thanks a lot, Patrick.
So, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I have so many.
Can I start?
Yeah, you could start. Go for it.
Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about the app? Because I've downloaded it, but I've yet to really try it out. So give us a little bit maybe where the app comes from, and what people should use it for.
Absolutely. So, QuoteBook came out of an idea from Alex Payne. I don't know if everybody knows who Alex Payne is, but he's a pretty big writer in the tech space. His blog is .NET, and he was one of the lead engineers on Twitter. He worked on the Twitter API. Really brilliant guy. Wrote a post about 2 years ago about this idea that he had. It was one of his unfinished ideas posts, and he's just like, "I've got this unfinished idea for an iPhone app and a web app and a Mac app that synchronize and store quotes." But the way that it was different and the way that caught my attention when I originally read it was that instead of coming pre-bundled with all these, 33,000 quotes, 50,000 quotes, instead, it was just a blank slate that allowed you to put in your own quotes, share them on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and that's what we decided to build with version 1 of QuoteBook just for the iPhone and iPod Touch so far.
All right, very cool. And one of the things I really like about it is its real attention to just the right features, it seems. Like if I could have written my own little treatise, just like Alex did, on what he wanted out of a quotation storage app. I mean, this is it.
Well,
And
that's great. That's great. I'm glad it's more than one person.
well, and was that like a, it seems like a lot of thought must have gone into what features not to include? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of thought and a lot of Moleskine notebooks. There's a lot of sketching involved in the
Man
creation of
after
this.
our own hearts.
Yeah, exactly. I love that episode with the pens. It was fascinating.
Thank you.
But yeah, we sketched it out, and interestingly, I think we're gonna start a blog. We're gonna post some of the original screenshots for what it looked like in version 1, because the sort of the tab bar interface that you see today that kind of is reminiscent of iPod. QuoteBook is kind of like an iPod for your quotes. I mean, it's got sort of, instead of where artists would be, it's got authors, and instead of where albums would be, it has like sources, right? So instead of that, the app started out a little bit more like SimpleNote. It didn't have any way to see your authors or sources. It just had a way to put in quotes and sort them by date or rating. And then we started saying, well, you might want to sort by author. And then we figured out a couple months later, and we had to go back and sort of re-engineer the whole thing because you don't really want to filter, you don't really want to sort by authors. You want to just see all of your authors in a list. So we switched that up, and I think that was a really, really important decision in the design.
Well, and I like the I like the option of using tags to search through as well. Not only, as just kind of a way for, free form categorization, as it were, but also as someone who loves quotes, and I explained this a bit on Minimal Mac about the reasons why, as a writer. And as someone who strives for minimalism, I'm intrigued by quotes, I think, largely because of the message and the power that can be delivered in a brevity of words,
Totally.
Especially when those words are carefully considered. And there's a lot as a writer that speaks to me on that level. But not only that, but also just, plain inspirational. And the tags are a way of kind of getting that inspiration. you know, or, you know, I'm, you know, hey, I want to look for a few good quotes about religion, you know, or a few good quotes about love, you know, and, you know, things I may want to share with somebody in an email, or something I may want to tweet that's pertinent to other conversation that's going on. And so the ability to kind of slice and dice it that way for me is huge, especially because I didn't have that before.
We thought getting tags into the version one of the product was really important, because we've been using it without tags, and as soon as you get to 50, 60, 100 quotes, it kind of gets a little bit difficult to find things, especially if that specific word isn't contained in the quote. You really have to remember a lot, and we don't want you to have to remember what the quote is. We just want you to be able to organize it in as many ways as you can to find it quickly.
Yeah. I really like that. Previously, I was using SimpleNote notational velocity loop I have going to store all my quotes. Basically, I would just like start the title of every one of those notes with the title with quote, and then do a, you know, when I started typing in quote, it would bring them all up. But of course, that's problematic, because if I use the word quote anywhere else and anything else, those come up too. You know what I mean?
And that, yeah. And then you get into, I don't know if you guys have listened to the recent Merlin Mac Power Users podcast.
Yeah,
it took a while, but I did.
It is. It's like three. It's like this Lord of the Rings of podcasts. But you get into like quote X. You're adding X's onto the ends and characters. And we really think that if you're into quotes, it deserves its own app. It really deserves its spot on your home screen. And we tried to design the icon so that it was, you know, pretty enough to put on your home screen and the whole thing.
And that's interesting too. That, you know, I know one of the, you know, one of the pet peeves of me and several other people I know, I think Ben Brooks recently wrote something about this, which was, you know, the icon is one of the first decision points you have about even buying an app.
It's so important.
You got to make that icon look good. And that's certainly true for me. If your icon looks like crap, oh gosh, remember the original SimpleNote icon?
Oh, I do. I vividly remember.
As a matter of fact, man. I think you and I single-handedly made the developer change it.
That was fun.
A lot of people don't know and maybe don't remember, but the original SimpleNote icon was, it just looked like ass. I mean,
it looked like some kind of like middle school locker with a post-it note taped to it that said something that you couldn't read. It was insane.
Changed to like a garage door.
Yes.
Yes. For like a couple versions, it was a garage door. Yeah.
It's just like, what the hell is this? And so, I don't remember how it started, but like I tweeted something about how horrible it was, and then Matthew here like at replied me with like, you know, something else, and then I think we chatted back and forth for a little bit over Twitter about, okay, you know, we're
going to organize a fund for this, because we really wanted them to have the money to hire a designer for this.
That's right. We started a fund where people could donate, and we were going to turn that money over to the developer to say hire a fucking designer, my friend. But yes, I remember that completely. We totally were right on top of it right before he finally decided to change the icon to something else that was less bad.
Yeah, so then they went to the index card, and now they're at the sort of completely abstract S within the blue circle,
which is pleasing.
Yes, it is. I think it might have been Ben Brooks, or it could have been somebody else, commented that somebody wants the old icon back with the index card. I like the index card personally. I think the visual metaphor was pretty strong, but
I dug that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really appreciate the thought that you put into the icon as well, because, as soon as I downloaded it, like within 3 to 5 minutes, I immediately made space on my home screen for it. And
which position is it in? Because there's been a lot of people discussing like what's the best spot to put it in.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I only keep 3 rows on.
As do I.
And, you know, so I keep that bottom row empty, and it is one in from the left on the bottom row.
Ah, mine's all the way on the right on the bottom row.
Ah, okay. So bottom row for me goes Reader, Quote Book, Birdhouse, Twitterific.
Oh, in good company.
Yeah,
in
very good company.
Yeah. Well, and I guess in the reason that it's there is because one of the other nice features about QuoteBook is the ability to tweet the quotes directly out of QuoteBook, or send them to Tumblr, send them to email. I love that you considered SMS as well. That's something that could have been overlooked and that some things overlook. But so I guess the way cognitively I thought of it is like, you know, a good bit of what I'm going to be doing with QuoteBook is sharing these via Twitter. And so, and so I want it to be right there next to my two main Twitter apps, which are Twitterific and Birdhouse. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just cognitively, I wanted all that stuff together. So, I'm now going to break the cardinal rule of having developer on your podcast.
All right.
And because we know that developers should never, ever talk about upcoming features or products.
Exactly.
So,
right.
iPad, Mac, sometime, someday.
Okay. So to give you a bit of a background on who's working on this app, we're three college students. Two of us are located here in New Jersey at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Our other team member, Brian, he's working in the University of Miami. So we're constantly on Skype or on iChat, whatever is not breaking today, because it seems like iChat screen sharing goes down every other day. I don't know what's going on. So we definitely have a very, very large internal roadmap. I think it's up to something like 200 features and bugs that we have listed that we want to work on, and I can tell you that both of those things are in there. Now, I can't tell you when we're gonna get them done, when we're gonna start them. We have a lot of stuff that I think you guys are gonna be really excited to see coming up in the 1.1 of QuoteBook for iPhone. That just makes some stuff a lot easier. But I'm not gonna talk about it right now.
Can I make a quick feature request?
Of course you can. I'll put it in right now.
I'm not a developer, and I wouldn't even hazard say so. I don't even know how possible this is. But most of my quotes I tend to find through Twitter. So I don't know if there's a way, for example, if I was to copy a link to a tweet and if you were able to import it and pass the information out of it.
I've never heard that one before. That's actually a really good idea. We're going to write that down.
Wow, you've never heard that before. Wow,
no, I've never heard that one. That specific feature request is never. I've never thought of it, but that's a great idea. So you want it to copy in the text as a quote and then the link to the Twitter user as an author, and then the source just be Twitter or something like that?
Yeah, if that's possible. I don't know if it's possible to do it, to get that information out, but if you could, I would love that. That would be great.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Here, I mean, and I guess the adjunct to that is some general parsing functionality anyway. So, for instance, today, one of the things I love about QuoteBook is if you copy, and I don't know what kind of algorithm you're using to determine.
It's our own. We made it up.
Okay, what's a quote and what's not? But there's obviously some smartness in there, because it doesn't recognize some things, but other things.
It doesn't recognize URLs and addresses and things like that.
Right. So, and length may have some play into it as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, one of the features of QuoteBook for those listening is, say you copy something into the clipboard. You copy a quote, you go to QuoteBook and launch it, and it pops up a little dialogue that says, hey, you know, it looks like this thing is a quote. Do you want to save it as a quote to QuoteBook? And you tap OK, and boom, it adds it. Quotes almost always – I won't say almost always. Yeah, that's just really bad. Many times, quotes come in the following format. Quotation mark, something, 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 quotation mark. And then, for attribution, an M dash, space.
Sometimes a hyphen, yeah.
Sometimes a hyphen, space, attribution. You know, name, author of quote.
Yep.
And one of the things that oftentimes, you know, so I can capture everything, you know, I'll copy the whole thing with the quotation marks and the author of the quote and the M dash or the hyphen before. And so when I copy it in, you know, one of the things I kind of have to do is immediately after edit the quote, you know, basically cut the author,
you know,
delete the M dash and all the extraneous stuff, and then, you know, add that to the, you know, add that to the author. It might be nice to parse that.
The good news there is that I can commit to that. We've already got that sort of working internally, so we're definitely doing that. We're gonna parse that all out for you.
All right.
It just didn't quite make it into the 1.0. It's coming.
That's great. You know, I mean, it's very clear from the 1.0 that a lot of attention was paid to having just the right features and having those work very, very well.
Yes.
And I really respect and appreciate that.
Thanks. To back that up a little bit, we were looking at some statistics. And we have a thing in the application that will pop up if QuoteBook ever crashes. If you launch it again, it'll say, hey, you should send this crash report to us so that we can take a look at it. And we haven't received a single crash report from all the people that are using QuoteBook. And plenty of people are using it, and we haven't crashed at all. So, like, that amount of testing. Yes.
That's really good.
I know. And so we want to keep it that way. We really don't want to add anything that could cause any potential instability. So we're very, very careful. We have a great group of beta testers that test it really, really effectively before it goes out.
So, you know, young college guy, what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore? Yeah. And what about your compadres?
Brian's a sophomore and Andrew, but although he prefers to be called Twig, he's a junior.
Okay, you guys can quit college. You don't need to. Look, you haven't paid so much yet that you're like invested. You know,
right.
I gotta finish this because now I've invested all this money. I mean, the fact is that if you keep down this path, I mean, you have a job. You don't need college for anything. Quit college.
I'd just like to point out that these views are not expressed by all those associated.
I was going to send this to my parents, but I don't think I can anymore. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, no, I am curious. You know, there are those stories out there of the, you know, the 15-year-old kid in his basement who's made some simple iPhone game and has, you know, become a millionaire overnight. How have the sales been? How have things been going with the App Store?
We set some initial expectations of how, at least I did. I mean, we've read a lot about, you know, the App Store sales process and the marketing process, and we did a lot of work to market it for the launch, because that really matters. Getting a lot of attention when your app first launches really matters, and we've been really pleasantly surprised at the sales numbers and the rankings, and we're really hoping that that Apple is pleasantly surprised and chooses to feature us at some point, because that is really where you start to see huge sales increases, when you get into the new and noteworthy on the main page or featured in a TV ad or a print ad or especially the email ads. Those get a really high conversion rate. So that's what we're hoping for. If anybody knows anybody,
feel free to email. If we did, then we'd also be featured.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, the sensation that you had, it's what I've referred to as being roaned.
Yeah.
Roaned. Yes. Oh, you know, I mean, I mean, hopefully, you know, I never know what people are going to like and going to, you know. All I know is that when I get on Mobile Mac and I mention an app and I mention that I love it, you know, developers have reported back to me that it makes a difference.
I'm sure it does. It makes a huge difference.
You know, and you know, that's what I hope for, right? You know, but what I hope for most is that I'm turning somebody on to something that they didn't know about before, had never heard of before, and we're like, wow, I really needed this. And the amount of commentary I got back from my tweets and, you know, things like that were people saying exactly that. Wow, thanks for turning me on to QuoteBook. I've been waiting for an app like this for a long time. And I'm like, well, me too. I like I said, I'm pretty much hoping to, you know, make it a campaign to you know, get the word out to as many people who need to hear it.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's great. We've been completely overwhelmed too by the amount of email that we've gotten we make it really easy to send feedback right from within the app. If you don't know how to do that, all you have to do is tap the settings icon at the top left and then scroll down, and there's a thing that says feedback. It'll send us an email. It doesn't even have to take you out to the mail app, just does it right from within QuoteBook. And we read those. We read them probably 5-10 minutes after they come in, and we respond to every one. And we've gotten just great feature requests, stuff that's going into the 1.0.1 that's coming out soon, and just ideas for further down the road, and it's been great.
You have a wow. telephone number in there as well. Now that you can't see.
Yes, we thought about that a lot. Nobody has called it yet, but now, of course, I'm saying this. Somebody's going to. Not a single person has called the telephone number. All you have to do is tap on it, and it calls us. And it's a Google Voice number that forwards to all three of us, so we all get a phone call at the exact same time. So if you want to, buy QuoteBook. If you just want to say hi to me, give us a call. Just tap the button. I'll be happy to say hello. Just call me sometime in Eastern Standard Time. That would be great.
That's awesome and dangerous, my friend.
It's very dangerous. It's you very, very dangerous.
That will be one of the changes in 1.1.
Yeah, exactly.
We certainly hope not.
Oh, man. That's wonderful. So before the show, and I stopped us short, we were sharing numbers of how many quotes we had in QuoteBook, because one of its other nice little touches is that it tells you how many quotes you have right at the bottom of the – you scroll down to the bottom of the
quote. Yeah, so many apps leave that out.
I'm sorry?
So many apps leave that out.
We do love a stat, don't we?
Why? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, but it's
– I have no idea why. It's not like it's taking up space or anything.
No.
So I have 82 quotes in there.
Oh, my God. I haven't looked. I have exactly 82 as well. I thought I was down to 70. I'm at exactly 82.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
It's a synergy, right?
Yeah. Well, this is, I guess, another feature request, but perhaps it's a, this is obviously a 2.0 feature request. Okay. It would be great to have a way to, I don't know, a site somewhere where you can share, what's in my quotebook.com or something like that.
Yep. Absolutely. I desperately want it.
Yeah. Or be able to share quotes with other users a la, Instapaper now has that, it's had this from the beginning, but it was a lot less, transparent, and now it's quite a bit more transparent where you can
the social
go ahead.
We take a lot of inspiration from Marco. Anyone who's used Instapaper extensively knows that when you copy a URL and you switch to Instapaper, it allows you to add that immediately. So our copy quote, our auto detection functionality is a huge homage to the stuff that Marco's done, and so we look to him for a lot of inspiration, and stuff like that is definitely on our roadmap as well. The sharing, the having everything backed up to a website, syncing, all that stuff is stuff that we're not ignoring at all.
Okay, very cool. Because I'm awfully curious to see what the maker of QuoteBook has in his QuoteBook. Let me tell you. We've got a few more minutes here before I cut you loose. And I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Share some of your favorites.
Okay, sure thing.
Some of the favorites you have in there.
This one, I think, is actually on one of the screenshots. We picked the quotes on the screenshots because we really like them. This one's from Paul Graham. When you're forced to be simple, you're forced to face the real problem.
Ooh.
It's just it actually goes on a bit longer, but I just cut it down in QuoteBook just to the one sentence. It really gets to the heart of what we try to do. We try to make it as simple as possible, and we were forced to face a lot of real problems because it's really easy to make it really complicated.
Way too easy. This one I actually just added in yesterday. I saw it somewhere. I loved it. Earth laughs in flowers. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Oh.
Earth laughs.
Is he a transcendentalist, flowers. Ralph Waldo Emerson? Is that right?
Yeah. That and a poet. I mean, one of the other nice things of about your app is your author. So you've got the quote field and you've got the author and the source field. Well, you got a little arrow next to the author field, and it will search Wikipedia for information about the author when you tap on it. Yes, he was a philosopher, essay, and poet, best remembered for leading the Transcendentalist movement of the mid-19th century, and seen as a champion of individualism. Another thing I love about that is that also there is a tab that takes you to Wiki Quotes that will then do a search for all of the quotes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. So it's like, yeah. Hey, I like that quote. Let me see what other great quote. I mean, you want to know how I've been filling my quote book? That's how I've been doing it, right?
Me too. It's so convenient to just go in there and then you copy, come back, paste it in. Oh, it's really fast to do it that way.
Matthew, this is a beautiful, beautiful app. Thank you so much for this. I mean, seriously, it brings me to tears how good this is. I'm not joking.
Man, you're going to be competing for Merlin on that scared let's talk.
Yeah, well, you know, that brought me to tears too. See, I cry like a baby, yeah. Man. I cry 3 or 4 times a day. I mean, you know, the freaking Apple the iPad 2.
Oh, the ad. That ad video. Is so good.
Well, not the ad. It was the thing that they showed about how the iPad has changed, you know, things.
Oh, and when they the showed girl in the tent.
Oh yeah, the autistic kid.
Yeah,
Oh man, I was just a puddle, man.
Puddle Roan.
Puddle Roan. That's me. Puddle. Minimal Puddle. Is that available? We gotta. Yeah, I should register. beautiful is the world, slow is one to take advantage. Charlie Bird Parker.
Ooh, that's good. I have luck is when opportunity meets preparation from Seneca. Which is
cock your hat. Angles are attitude. Frank Sinatra.
I like that.
I mean, we could go on and on and on.
This is why we need some kind of way to publish these other than Twitter. We need a quote book website.
Yeah, we definitely do. I'm waiting for that 2.0, my friend. Thank you very, very much for agreeing to come on. And you got to tell people, you got to plug it. Where to get QuoteBook? Obviously,
if you're on your iPhone or your iPod Touch right now, or you're in iTunes because you're reviewing the podcast, all you have to do is search for QuoteBook, all one word. Or you can just go to quotebookapp.com. That's quotebookapp.com.
Very cool. And, you know, I couldn't recommend this app more highly if you have any interest at all in this stuff. Or if you just want to see what a well-designed app should be like, because there was a lot of heart and a lot of thought that obviously went into this. So thanks a lot, Matt, for being on. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, Matt, are you on Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was actually in the first 6,000 users of Twitter, so I have twitter.com/MB, just my initials.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome sauce right there.
I love it. It's the best. I'm never giving it up.
Not even for $100,000. Not that I'm offering. You wouldn't. Wow, that is dedication right there. Another 5,000. Well done to you.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Matt and Mike. I guess we'll talk later.
We will too.
It was so great talking to you guys. Thanks so much.
No worries, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.